Welcome, my friends. This program is called Songs of the People, the Indigenous Roots of Black Music. My name is Benjamin Mertz, and I will be your host today. The piece that you're listening to right now is called Eli Eli, a song that has been kept alive for centuries by the Gullah people of the Georgia Sea Islands and has its roots in American slavery. When people were first stolen from their native lands and brought to America, their musical instruments traveled with them. So in the early roots of black music, you have an echo of African culture, which has a strong parallel in the indigenous music of this continent. Like the First Nations of these lands, black folks had a deep love of the drum circle. And it was because of this love, and the community of the drumming, and the way that the drums could communicate messages between people held in slavery, that ultimately their oppressors took the drums away from them, fearing that the spiritual power of those drums might just be too dangerous to leave in the hands of black folks. That again was Eli Eli, a traditional piece of black folk music performed in the style of a drum circle. The brief sung portion of this song is in the call and response tradition. Someone could call out, Eli Eli, and everyone within hearing range would respond, Somebody call Eli. And then those people would take up the call, Eli Eli, and people farther out in the fields would hear that call and respond, Somebody call Eli. And in that way, a message could be sent out over great distances in a very short period of time. This kind of communication was important because the lives of enslaved people were spent mostly outside in the fields, and there was a rhythm to the field work. So the memory of the drumming, that heartbeat, still lived within the people. Anyone who comes from a tradition of working people knows that there is a rhythm to work. In the Black tradition, that rhythm, over the course of generations, will eventually develop into hip-hop music. See if you can hear the precursor to hip-hop in this early archival audio of a prison chain gang chopping wood at the Mississippi State Penitentiary.
Well, it's early in the morning, baby, where I ride, Lordy mama. Well, it's early in the morning, baby, where I ride. Well, well, it's early in the morning, baby, where I ride. Lordy, baby, you have a lot of heaven, hell, around my right side. Well, around my right side, Lordy, baby, around my right side, Lordy, sugar, well, and I have a mirror around my right side.
To modernize and clarify this recording, I have arranged and re-recorded this piece. Check this out.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, yes, the Lord,
yes, the Lord,
baby mama,
yes, the Lord,
yes, the Lord,
Mama Rose,
Mama Rose,
yes, a good old Lord,
well,
well,
what a woodpecker pecking, it's an honor,
pecking
on the schoolhouse door,
on the schoolhouse door,
well, a woodpecker pecking,
it's an honor,
pecking
on the schoolhouse door,
oh, well,
well,
a woodpecker pecking,
on the schoolhouse door,
house door.
Well, it pecks so hard,
Lord,
until his beak gets sore.
Oh, well,
until his beak gets
sore,
Lord,
until his beak gets sore,
Lord,
sure.
Yes, it pecks so hard,
it pecks so hard, Lord,
until his beak gets sore.
My name is Benjamin Mertz, and you are listening to Songs of the People, the Indigenous Roots of Black Music. Now, the history of Black music is also a history of storytelling. Some of those stories are fables and moral lessons that use animal characters. Many people grew up hearing about Br'er Rabbit and Br'er Bear and Tar Baby without knowing that those are in fact Black folk stories. Brother Rabbit, Brother Bear, Br'er Deer, Br'er Alligator, Br'er Fox. Characters that echo and parallel the sacred indigenous native stories of this continent. Crow, eagle, fox, coyote. There were also human legends and folk heroes. Where white people had Johnny Appleseed or Paul Bunyan, the great woodchopper, Black folks had the story of the strongest steel-driving man to ever work the railroads, John Henry.
Now John Henry had a little baby, and he held him in the palm of his hand. And the last word that I heard him say, son, be a steel-driving man. Oh, son, be a steel driving man. John Henry was a steel driver, carried his hammer all the time. For he let that steel drill beat him down. He'd die with his hammer in his hand. Lord, he'd die with his hammer in his hand. John Henry told his shaker, now shaker, you'd better pray. If I miss this little piece of steel, tomorrow be my burying day. Lord, tomorrow be my burying day. John Henry said to his captain, a man ain't nothing but a man. For I let this steam drill beat me down. I'd die with my hammer in my hand. Lord, I'd die with my hammer in my hand. Now that man that pulled that steam drill thought he was mighty fine. John Henry hammered 10 feet deep while the steam drill only did 9. Yes, the steam drill only did 9. John Henry had a little woman and her name was Polly Ann. John Henry was on his dying bed. She put a hammer in his hand. Polly Ann put a hammer in his hand. And he said, who gon' shoe your feet? He said, who gon' glove your hand? He said, who gon' kiss your rosy cheek? Who gon' be a regular man? Girl, who gon' be a regular man? She said, Papa gon' shoe my feet. She said, Mama gon' glove my hand. And she said, Sister gon' kiss my rosy cheek. Don't want no regular man. Lord, I don't want no regular man. You see, John Henry was a steel driver, carried his hammer all the time. For he let that steam drill beat him down. He'd die with his hammer in his hand. Yes, he'd die with his hammer in his hand. John Henry was a steel driver, had his hammer in his hand. For he let that steam drill beat him down. He'd die with his hammer in his hand. Yes, he'd die with his hammer in his hand.
The honor of storytelling is not only reserved for folk heroes and legends, like the Ballad of John Henry we've just listened to. The most important stories that we tell are the stories of our family. The importance of the auntie in Black culture. Auntie, uncle, mother, grandmother, father, cousins, siblings, family. And most Black Americans are descended from an indigenous culture of West Africa that honors the ancestors within the family as sacred persons to be revered and respected. Ancestor worship is a critical piece of traditional cultures across the world. The family members that have come before us are quite literally the only reason that we are here today. And so many of the songs in the Black spiritual tradition pay homage to those aunties and uncles, those parents and grandparents, who have already traveled to the other shore.
I got a auntie in a horn to glory. I got a auntie in a whole Lord. I got a auntie in horn to glory on the other shore. And by, I'm a gonna meet her. By, I'm a whole Lord. By, I'm gonna meet her on the other shore. And I got a uncle in a horn to glory. I got a uncle in a home, my Lord. I got a uncle in horn to glory on the other shore. And by, I'm a gonna meet him. By, I'm a home, my Lord. By, I'm gonna meet him on the other shore. I said, on the other shore, 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 on the other shore. I said, now I got a auntie.
on to glory. I got a auntie in the other shore. I got a auntie in on to glory. I got a auntie in the other shore. I got a auntie in on to glory. I got a auntie in the other shore. I got a auntie in on to glory. I got a auntie in the other shore. Now by and by I'm gonna meet her. By and by, oh my Lord. By and by I'm gonna meet her. By and by, oh my Lord. By and by I'm gonna meet her. By and by, oh my Lord. By and by I'm gonna meet her. By and by the other shore. On and on the other shore. On, on, on the other shore. On, on, on the other shore. By and by the other shore. On and on the other shore. By and by the other shore. On and on the other shore. By and by the other shore. On and on the other shore. By and by the other shore. On and on the other shore. By and by the other shore.
This is Benjamin Mertz. You are listening to Songs of the People, the Indigenous Roots of Black Music. When I speak of Black music as having indigenous roots and being a folk tradition, I do so with the utmost respect and reverence to the people who are native to this continent, from whom thousands of miles of ancestral land were stolen. Black and Native people are uniquely positioned to understand each other, one a people of stolen lands and the other a stolen people. And the shared commitment to ancestors, storytelling, spirituality, family, human rights, and of course, music. For there is that heartbeat still thrumming within us, that pulse, the rhythm of the drums, echoing through our souls.
I never failed.
That piece was called I Never Felt Such Love in My Soul Before. All of the songs you've heard on this program, with the exception of the archival audio of the Prison Chain Gang, are on my album, Climbing Up the Mountain, which you can find at my website, www.benjaminmertz.com. That is Benjamin Mertz, spelled M-E-R-T-Z. We reach the end of our program today. Thank you so much for joining me for Songs of the People, the Indigenous Roots of Black Music. I hope that you have enjoyed taking this journey with me, and that whatever your background is and wherever your people come from, you've heard something today that resonates with you. Because we are, each and every one of us, the hopes and the dreams of our ancestors who came before us. And that, my friends, is something to sing about. Faraway lands you came, huddled in ships, singing songs to your children, sharing music to strengthen you through the catastrophe of your times. Metal chains around your hands and feet, the whip and lash at your back. You sang songs to your children.
You sang songs to your children.
Your enemies destroyed your language. They destroyed your religion. They destroyed your bodies. The earth is full of your bones and soaked in your tears. You sang songs to your children.
You sang songs to your children.
Generation after generation, century after century, your hands built homes that you could not live in, and roads that you could not travel on, and food that you could not eat. You sang songs to your children.
You sang songs to your children.
Your names are not known. Your history is not remembered. Your hopes and your dreams, your trials and your fears. The things that made you laugh, the feeling that welled up in your chest when you looked up to the sky and held out your hands because somebody once told you that the people can fly. The songs that you sang were a gentle breeze that became a hurricane, that became an avalanche of spiritual power that brought your people through unspeakable odds against unspeakable obstacles. I can feel your hands at my back.
pushing me forward through an uncertain world. The sacrifices that you made to bring me to this moment are unfathomable. The grief that you endured beyond my imagining. But I am here on this earth today because you sang songs to your children in faith that they would someday see the world that you had been denied. I stand, one of your descendants, in that world today, unshamed, a free black man. And I dedicate my life to you, because untold thousands of you dedicated your lives to me. And I sing to my children.
I sing songs to my children.
Because we are still climbing up the mountain trying to reach the top. And we will need these songs in order to survive.
Oh, yes, we will.
As a wise man once said, I may not get there, but we as a people will get there. And when we do, we will owe it all to you. To my ancestors, Ashe, Ashe, Ashe.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.